Blog Talk Radio.
God on Did You Know, the Global Internet Radio broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, with your wonderful host coming up real soon, Dr. Janice Crenshaw, registered nurse, and Shakina Day, molecular biologist, ladies and gentlemen, going to bring you some awesome information on stuff you need to know about. Hey, some quick announcements, ladies and gentlemen. I want everybody on the planet to fax out, email, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and of course, tweet out, ladies and gentlemen, 347, the call-in number, 347-843-4559. The call-in number to be a part of the program, 347-843-4559. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we want to let you know we're here every Sunday, as the Lord willing, every Sunday here of each month here at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're not going to be with you long, ladies and gentlemen, but information, products, topics aired, broadcasted, and talked about on this show are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please check with your doctor and licensed physician, ladies and gentlemen. This is a Did You Know broadcast on areas that you need to know about, ladies and gentlemen, which involve health, technology, food, diet, family, education, training, and the human spirit and spiritual growth, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Shakina and Dr. Crenshaw are so busy, so we're going to go ahead and give them a little hand clap of praise as we bring them on and open up their mics. Welcome to Did You Know?
Well, thank you again, everybody, for tuning in to another show and time of information of Did You Know? And certainly, as Kevin had mentioned earlier, the information that we share is certainly not in any way to diagnose or to treat, but to give you some tips and informative information on how we can better take care of ourselves and maintain better health. Now, we know certainly in this season and time of the year, many people are dealing with, you know, the potential of flu, pneumonia, et cetera. And also, it's a time from a spiritual perspective that many have chosen to certainly take time to fast. Now, we know the benefits of fasting, not only spiritually, but it helps us detox our bodies. It helps us feel a whole lot better. And certainly, it gets rid of a lot of those toxins that are normally in our bodies that we normally just can't get rid of. So certainly there are certain things that we can do, even as we fast. And some people may choose the Daniel fast, which is pretty much fruit and vegetables. And certainly there are some other things that you can do. And relative to juicing, now Shekinah is going to come on and kind of share some things that are not only beneficial, but hopefully she will give some of the recipes certainly that we've been enjoying here as it relates to juicing, but the benefits and the healthiness of juicing. So I'm going to turn it over to Shekinah, and I'm going to give it over to you to take it from here.
Well, yes, thank you. So, yes, it's very important for us to realize, you know, what we consume. We talk about this so often, about some of the things that we consume on a consistent basis and how a lot of times our choices are not always healthy or beneficial for our bodies. So I just want to talk a little bit about the importance of making healthier choices, as well as being able to do other things such as juicing or, you know, blending your few fruits or things of that nature. So we know a lot of times we try to consume things that are good for us. However, that's not always possible because we're always on the go. If we have the opportunity to sit down and make a list and make healthier choices, some of the options should be similar to green leafy vegetables. We have all different types of fruits, such as, you know, your bananas, your apples, your oranges, your lemons, your limes, tomatoes. All of these things have so many beneficial properties within them and that we should consume. And the best part about it is that we should consume those things raw. Why? Because when we're cooking our food, guess what we're doing? We're actually killing our food. You know, we're actually causing harm to the helpful enzymes and the properties that are within those green leafy vegetables or, you know, any types of vegetables or fruits that we may cook or consume on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, a lot of ways that we can actually consume those things in a raw state and still, you know, get all of those beneficial properties without actually causing harm to those enzymes and minerals and things of that nature within the plants and vegetables that we're consuming is one way by juicing. Now, you can actually go to the grocery store, or not the grocery store, but you can actually go to like Walmart or Bed Bath & Beyond or, you know, any store and pretty much find like a juicer. And they can range from so many different price ranges, anywhere between maybe $40, $50 on up to maybe $300 to $400, $500. You know, but depending on what your budget is, you know, I would just say go get a juicer. Whatever you can afford, get one and try juicing. And I'm only saying this by experience because, you know, recently my family and I, we took on – We've been doing a lot of research about the importance of juicing and when should you juice versus when you should actually do like smoothies, like blending your food. So I want to talk a little bit about the difference between the two. So juicing is you're actually extracting all of the pulp from all of the juice and all the other minerals and vitamins that's within that plant or within that fruit or vegetable, and you're extracting that, and you're separating, and you're going to consume the remaining, everything, as far as like the juice, the minerals, that's what you're going to consume. And the beneficial part about that is because when you consume it, guess what? When you're drinking, it does not contain any fiber, so really does not have to, your digestive system does not really have to work. So when it's going through your system, it really doesn't have to be broken down. So your body does not have to use that excess energy to break down that juice that you're consuming. And guess what? Your cells in your body can actually get most of that, if not all of that juice that you just consumed, along with those vitamins, minerals, enzymes, all of those beneficial properties that are within that fruit juice or within that vegetable juice. So that's a benefit of that, because a lot of times when we're consuming, has anyone ever, I know a lot of times we've eaten and always gotten tired shortly after. Well, guess what? The reason why is because our bodies have to exert so much energy to break down all the food that we just consumed. And if we're not eating healthy and we're eating a lot of processed foods and we're eating things that are very heavy and weighing us down, our body has to take a lot of energy and exerts itself to actually break that food down. So a lot of times that's why we're getting so tired and fatigued shortly after we're eating. Why? Because our body has to use so much energy to break down what we have consumed. And the problem with that is, guess what? Your body is using all of that energy to break that down. But then what we're consuming, our body is not completely able to break it all down, and our bodies are not able to effectively absorb everything that we just consumed, especially those things that have beneficial properties within them. So it's very important for us to be mindful of that. The next thing is, you know, with smoothies. Smoothies also have benefits. Why? Because you're just blending everything together, you know, to the point where it's a smoothie, and you're actually – you're still keeping that healthy fiber. You're still keeping that fiber. So it's still good to have a good balance between juicing and also blending your smoothies or your juices, because it's very – we also need fiber. Why? Because it helps us get rid of some of that excess waste in our bodies, in our digestive system. It actually helps with, you know – allowing our digestive system or digestive tract to move that food down the digestive tract so that we can actually have a soft stool. So it's very important for us to have that balance of juicing and blending, you know, our foods, and it's very beneficial, and you will feel a lot better. Why? Because, number one, you're not having to heat or cook or cause or kill those enzymes and those properties within the fruits or vegetables that you are consuming, and you can actually consume those in their raw state, and that's so very important that we do that. You know, one thing that I can say, since we've been juicing, you know, I've felt so much better. You know, my husband and I, we did, my husband actually started his juice fast, and he went about 3 days juice only. And that, like, 3 days later, we went and got something to eat, and I promise you, we felt awful. We had, like, some wings. Before I can even finish my meal, I was sick. I was literally sick to my stomach, and that right there showed me that, okay, what I'm consuming is not good for my body, you know, and my body is rejecting that. So my body did not want that. And after that, my body started just craving like salads, fruits, vegetables. You know, I would simply go and do like a simple juice that contained like dandelion, kale, lemon, a little ginger, some carrots, and consume that. And I had a boost of energy. The next day, I drank a 32-ounce bottle of that juice, and I had such tremendous amount of energy. It was just so amazing to me, and I felt so much better after consuming that. So I knew, okay, my body rejected that, but it was able to kind of like heal itself and get rid of the things that I should not have consumed, and I felt so much better. And ever since then, I've been making sure that I, you know, monitor exactly what I've been eating, and consistently every day I'm juicing. I'm trying to juice something. I'm actually trying to consume something. I have one recipe that I really like, and it contains carrots, celery, a little lemon, an apple, and some ginger. And drinking that on a consistent basis, you feel so much better. I can't say how much better that I feel, because I feel so much better than I was before. I feel so energetic. And a lot of times, you know, we're feeling fatigued and tired because of we're not consuming the right things. Our bodies need certain things to function. Our body needs vitamins. Our body needs minerals, you know, and these are some of the things that we actually need on a consistent basis. Our body needs protein. It needs carbohydrates. It needs fat, you know, and these are the things. Our body needs all of that to actually, you know, produce so we can actually go out on a day-to-day basis and do what we need to do to function throughout the day. So if we're not giving our body what it needs, guess what? It's not going to do what it needs, what we need it to do on a day-to-day basis. We're going to feel tired. We're going to feel fatigued. You know, a lot of people, we don't eat in the mornings. Well, I recommend you start, if you're not used to waking up in the mornings and eating in the morning, the first thing you should do is, you know, first thing you should do is try juicing or try, you know, getting a blender and start, you know, making a smoothie in the morning. Just start. Make it a habit to say, okay, the first thing in the morning I'm going to get up, I'm going to make my juice, I'm going to make my smoothie, and I'm going to drink that. That's going to be my breakfast for the morning. And then, you know, start progressing. Then you'll have a little snack before lunch. Then after that, you'll progress more to have a little snack before dinner, you know, things of that nature, because we should be consuming 3 meals a day, at least breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then, of course, snacks in between those meals. So it's very important that we be mindful of that, because guess what? If we've been asleep for 6 to 8 hours, you know, we've just slept without even eating. So the first thing that we need to do is replenish our body. The first thing that we should do in the morning before we do anything, before we consume anything else, is drink a glass of water. Actually, drink a couple of glasses of water, you know, to get that, to get your blood flowing, to get, you know, your body replenished, you know, and then, of course, consume something nutritious, you know, that your body can actually start a great day at the beginning of your day, because guess what? You have a long day ahead of you. A lot of people go to work, you know, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, and guess what? You don't eat until about noon or 1 o'clock. So that's a long time if you didn't eat until like 8 o'clock the night before, you know. So just be mindful of that. We want to be mindful that we're giving our bodies what it needs, because right now we're in a cold and flu season, and guess what? If we're not giving our bodies what it needs, proper nutrition, proper rest, guess what? Our immune system is going to be compromised, and we're going to become weak. It's going to become weakened to the point where that's why if we're exposed to anything, guess what? We will easily get sick. We'll easily catch a cold. We'll easily get the sniffles, sore throat, things of that nature. So pay attention to those signs. If you start getting a sore throat, you know, you can do certain things like, you know, gargle with some, mince up some garlic and gargle, put it in some warm salt water, gargle with that. You know, that can actually help, you know, get rid of some of that phlegm in the back of your throat, as well as with the soreness within your throat. You know, if you're getting a sore throat, you know, slice up some lemons, put it in your water, slice up some ginger along with it, put it in your water, drink that throughout the day. You know, that's also beneficial. Even, you know, taking some raw local honey in your local area, taking a spoonful of that on a day-to-day basis. There's so many things that we can actually do to actually help us in a natural state, you know, to actually, that have so many beneficial properties. And we just want to be mindful of that. Give your body what it needs so it can function like you need it to function. You know, I can't go outside in my car and drive from here to California without doing what? Putting oil in my car and making sure that I have gas in my car, making sure that my car has water, all of those things. So if you're not making sure that your body has what it needs, it's not going to be able to run for a long time. You're going to crash, you know, either crash with fatigue or crash with sickness or whatever the case may be. So we just have to be mindful of that and making sure that we take care of our bodies. Please, please, please take care of our bodies, especially now in this time, in this season. You know, we have to take control over our health, okay? All right, so thank you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the voice of Shekinah Day, molecular biologist, ladies and gentlemen, talking about our diet and, of course, the season that we're in as well. We want to encourage you to really take heed to this. And, of course, you can always follow up online. There's just so much resources online, too, ladies and gentlemen, that Shekinah and Dr. Crenshaw share all the time that you can do your own research. Very, very, very important that we have you do your research as well. But I think most of us have gotten this diet thing down, you know we need to eat better, right? So without a doubt. Matter of fact, even the system, that is the FDC and all the other areas that regulate our food, they're even finding out that some of the stuff is bad for us as well. Of course, we know the big one that most of us know about is pork. And matter of fact, I think Dr. Oz, ladies and gentlemen, is coming out with a series next week about pork being bad for us. So he's going to do a series on that. But that's something that Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop Crenshaw have been already teaching us anyway. So they're just confirming what we already knew. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would highly recommend you look at rethinking your pork consumption and immediately stop eating it. It's just my opinion right there. Anyway, we thank God for Dr. Crenshaw and Shekinah on Did You Know? We want you to know everything possible. Remember that. Remember that. Amen. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, remember that we're not doctors, right? And Dr. Crenshaw is qualified because she's a registered nurse. But we're not doctors or nurses, so please definitely check out the information. And, of course, get with your doctor as well to make sure that things that you want to change your diet on is confirmed and, of course, okay for you to do as well. Okay, so we're real excited about that. Amen. Wanted to make sure that Dr. Crenshaw, was any final words there before we let everybody go? Everybody's so busy today.
Yes, I want to share. Amen. Yes, I just want to share certainly the if anybody's out there that's interested in getting a juicer, and many of you may already have this information, but certainly the one that we have is called Breville, B-R-E-B-I-L-L-E. I think it's probably maybe $150 or something like that, but it's a very good product that's very useful in juicing your vegetable as well as your fruit and some of the most significant juices I like is with carrots and the ginger and pineapple,
yes.
As well as the and put a little citrus in it to give it a little kick.
Mm-hmm.
With the lemon and the oranges is very tasty, and we know carrots is very good for us in many, many ways. So you know the carrots, the ginger, the citrus. All of those things are really, really good, just combinations. And you can always be creative. Now, many
yes.
people may not realize this, but I try to keep cherries, fresh cherries available when they're certainly in season. But cherries
mm-hmm.
are very, very good for insomnia. So if you're having difficulty going to sleep, get you some fresh cherries and keep your refrigerator full of fresh cherries. If cherries are not in season, then go buy you some organic cherry juice and make sure
mm-hmm.
it's organic, not the stuff that has all of this high fructose sugar in it. And that's not even good.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the juices that we think is good called Splash, stay away from it. It's a joke. It has a lot of high fructose corn syrup, and I didn't realize that and started looking at stuff and reading the labels. But Splash is, even though you think it's a good healthy juice, is really, really not. Our best out, it certainly is juicing, but if you're going to buy juice out of the store, make sure it's organic, or make sure you look at the label and it does not say high fructose corn syrup in it, because you're defeating your purpose all the way around. But if, like I say, if you're having struggles with insomnia, get you some cherries, some fresh cherries, or get you some organic cherry juice and drink it prior to going to bed, and it will certainly help you to relax. But I wanted to give people that information. If you don't have a juicer, this is certainly a good product. That's Breville. Just to give you some ideas on how you can be creative with your juicing and certainly with your vegetables. Once again, during this season of fasting, of praying, and just pretty much taking care of our bodies on a continuous basis, these things hopefully will be beneficial to you. And as Shekinah has shared before, it'll make you feel a whole lot better, a whole lot lighter. Matter of fact, it'll help you think a whole lot better. So God bless you. It's back to you, Kevin.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, registered nurse, and also the voice of Shekinah Day, molecular biologist on Did You Know? We want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, the information that you normally wouldn't hear about. We also, too, we want you to take some action, too, as well, okay? So you need to do that as you see fit, of course, based on the information shared tonight. But we want you to take action, not only for yourself, but for your loved ones and your family and friends and even coworkers. Just share the information out. It's readily available, ladies and gentlemen. All the information shared tonight is online. You can back it up all the way up to WebMD. Go to WebMD. It'll tell you a lot of stuff, too, as well, about nutrition and the things that you need to really be taking on a daily basis. Your goal, ladies and gentlemen, for 2018 is not to see the doctor or be in the hospital, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to be healthy. We want you to visit the doctor only for physicals as you need that, okay? We want you to just be healthy as possible. And as Shakina mentioned earlier about the immune system, I'm very big on that one. Keep your immune system high, ladies and gentlemen. Please do that as well. And check with your doctor about that, but make sure you keep your immune system high, because technically, ladies and gentlemen, you're not supposed to be sick on certain areas. If your immune system's there, your body has right things in it, it will take care of itself. So we're just excited about Shakina and Dr. Crenshaw sharing this awesome information. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about you. We are done. We got to keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody is so busy. This is 2018. This is the first show for 2018 on Did You Know? And we really, really want you to know, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, finally, information, products, and topics aired, broadcasted, and talked about on the show are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please check with your doctor and or a licensed physician. We thank God for you. And most of all, ladies and gentlemen, please know that Jesus is Lord. And remember to always, always, always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. We'll see you next time on Did You Know? With Dr. Janice Crenshaw and Shakina Day. God bless you. Have a great year, ladies and gentlemen. This will be the best year you ever had, in the name of Jesus. God bless you now. We'll see you. Thank you for your time. And have a great week coming up, okay? We'll see you. Bye-bye. Welcome to the future. Bless you. We'll see you next time. And remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless you.